laid out for us. You got all, we're eating like kings here today. Pizza, meatloaf. I mean, you had that lobster bisque.
Yeah,
how great
I did.
Was that?
That was really good.
You
were not lying to me. That was some solid lobster bisque right there. I enjoyed it thoroughly, along with everything else that Rodney and everybody brought out for us. Yes.
Oh, you mentioned Rodney. Rodney's here at the Foundry. Rodney, thanks so much for having all this for us. This is great stuff.
You're welcome. It's a pleasure having you guys.
Well, I walked in here for the first time a few weeks ago, and I've made this my regular Friday lunch spot as I get ready to do the high school football games. And I think I tasted that lobster bisque, and that was shortly after I read you guys actually have Seafood Fridays.
Yes,
which,
we do.
Just phenomenal stuff. And that lobster bisque, it's like it's, you know, that Will Ferrell line from Old School. It's so good. It tastes so good when it hits your lips.
Yeah.
That stuff is amazing. Just absolutely amazing. I don't want you to give away any great family secrets here, but what in the world is it that makes that stuff so good?
Well, we do everything here fresh in-house. Nothing's frozen. We have a great team in the back, a number of chefs from Lorain County Community College and a couple others from around the Cleveland area. And that's our philosophy here, to do everything fresh, nothing frozen. Takes longer, more dedication, more work, but that was our philosophy from the beginning, and that's what we stuck with, and people appreciate it.
Sure. Rodney, I think one of the greatest things about this place, and as we're in here and you're giving us all these samples, is you guys literally have everything from the home cooking to meatloaf to things you're not going to get other places. We had the wasabi devil's eggs a little earlier today, the pizza here, the burgers here. This literally anyone can come here and get anything. You've got just about anything and everything, so everyone's happy in the group when they show up.
Yeah, it's a nice menu. It's a work in progress. It's always changing, and you know, you listen to the guests. And, what we try to do is keep it fresh and keep people happy. And with the seasons changing, we'll change the items, and things that aren't getting well received, we'll slowly move them off the menu. And things that people like, we'll keep on the menu. And the chefs are always looking for new inspirations, new ingredients to try new things. And we do a lot of sampling. And when something sticks, we keep with it. And some of the items that you guys had today, the salmon, the meatloaf, the wasabi eggs, those are items we've had from the very beginning and have been staples here at the Foundry.
Well, I want to ask you about something that I had never seen or heard of before. I've heard nothing but great things since. You guys, of course, were very well represented at the Sunrise Elyria Rotary event where you had, it was like a pizza challenge. My
yes.
tag team partner had a slice of goodness, that is, that chicken and waffles pizza.
That's good.
Now, I didn't have any that day, but later on, our buddy Chipper Denendahl listens to the show all the time. He actually comes in here quite a bit. He said, how in the world did you pass the opportunity for that chicken and waffles pizza? Now, he ate it, and he did everything but give me the raspberries while he was eating it, showing it to me, knowing that I couldn't have it. I mean, just talk about putting something like that together, because that's a magical creation of two phenomenal items.
Well, you know, chicken and waffles has been popular, especially in the Cleveland area, for a number of years. Mm-hmm. And with all the foodies and all the great places to go in, you know, downtown Cleveland, Tremont, et cetera, you know, chicken and waffles has been a staple. My partner, Greg, came up with a recipe, came up with the idea, and something he likes to do is play around with food. And, you know, like I said earlier, you know, some stick, some don't. And when he made that one, it was just like, holy cow, you know, this is amazing. And I would have never thought of it, you know, and it's been on the menu since. We had it at the pizza challenge, and we couldn't keep enough of them at the challenge. We were running them back and forth from the restaurant to the location, and as soon as we got them there, they were gone. And so it's, kids love it, adults love it. It's just a unique combination, and to put it on a pizza was his creation, and it's was pretty good. So.
Yeah, it was very, very good. No question about that. Again, Rodney from the Foundry joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Rodney, you guys are in a great spot down here. You know, we did about an hour or two for the Elyria Bicentennial Parade, and one of the things Matt mentioned to me was, I mean, this place was packed. I mean, it was absolutely packed, and I know you guys will be open all throughout the weekend for the Apple Festival as well. You got to love this location.
Yeah, it's. I've lived here 20 plus years, and being in the business, people have asked me for many years, you know, to do something in Elyria. And as much as I would have liked to, the opportunity never really presented itself. And through a mutual friend, we made some connections with some folks who were really interested in rejuvenating Elyria, and especially downtown Elyria. So I was fortunate enough to be part of that. And through that grace of luck, we were inspired to take over this old building with a lot of character and be able to spend about 11 months remodeling it and exposing a lot of its character and the brick and the steel and the hardwoods. And it was just a good timing and good fortune, because it's been well received in the community. And we're fortunate to get people from all over: Grafton, LaGrange, Avon, Westlake, Amherst. And word of mouth is the best source of advertising, and that's what we've counted on. You know, people coming in like yourself, having lunch, telling someone else about it, and then more people coming back. Smaller businesses don't have a lot of money to spend on advertising. Yeah. And so word of mouth has always been a great source for us, and we're fortunate that people like it.
So you had a very large hand in the interior design of this place.
Yes, we did.
This is striking when you walk in here. I mean, it's certainly got a bit of a rustic look to it, which is really, really cool. I mean, there's really a lot of different interesting pieces and parts. That's a huge bar over there, a lot of TVs, a lot of great places to watch TV. And where we're sitting out here, you've got these garage doors here, so if you want to people watch out here while you're sitting down to have a lunch or just having a couple of drinks, you've got a bunch of really interesting places to sit down, have a couple things to eat or drink.
Yeah, that was the, you know, from the very beginning, we wanted to do something that would encompass the feel of Elyria, being that it was a foundry town back in the early 50s, 60s, 70s. We wanted it to feel like it belonged in Elyria, you know, and we also wanted it to have multiple rooms, like you had mentioned, places where people could gather for private events, but also larger tables for families to gather. So the whole premise with the multiple rooms, large tables, a lot of seating, was so that it would resonate with younger folks, older folks, people with family, people that wanted to do anniversaries, parties, especially with the back room where you can seat up to 16 in a private setting, mm-hmm. you know, that would cater to the local people in the businesses, in the law offices, in the banking, the courthouse, etc., where there'd be a nice place to go that was within walking distance. So it was just a vision, but it came together, and it's really worked. So we're lucky.
Yeah, for those who can't see, we're right off of Broad Street. We're sort of in the patio room, so to speak, with those two big garage doors. And I saw this place before it came here, and it didn't have the garage doors. What was the idea behind that? I mean, obviously a great idea. It opens things up to the outside, and you can see, you get that nice cool breeze on here. But when did you come up with the idea to say, hey, let's do this?
Well, it's a beautiful building. It's very large and deep. Mm-hmm. The downside was there's not a lot of natural light coming into the building because of how deep it is. So the idea was to open up the front as much as possible, and we eliminated, I think, two layers of ceiling that went from 8 foot of ceiling height to 14 feet of ceiling height. So we installed the 13-foot high garage doors, which let in all that natural light, and it actually reaches all the way back to the back of the mm-hmm. restaurant.
Wow, that's
so
cool.
Natural light's important in the restaurant bar business. People don't want to feel like they're enclosed,
sure.
and that made a huge impact from the previous build-out.
Very cool stuff. Well, before we cut you loose, I want to pay you another compliment. Not only is your food great here, your service is top-notch. Like
yes.
I said, the two times I've been here before, I had great experiences both times. First time, I just kind of sat up, bellied up to the bar. Couldn't drink because we had to go on the air, so I had a water. I behaved myself. But I'm telling you that there were four or five people up there. Food came out in no time. It was a wonderful experience. The other time I came here, I had ordered that turkey Reuben I was telling you about earlier. Oh, it's so good. Outstanding. Well, I had gotten it in a wrap. It came out in the sandwich. I said, it's no big deal. I'm not going to let that go to waste. Trust me, I'm going to dive in. Well, the gentleman who gave it to me said, nope, I can't let that happen. And he said, I'm going to go ahead and take that sandwich entirely off the bill. I thought, wow, man, that was totally unnecessary, but much appreciated. And that's the kind of service that you get when you come in here. You guys do a wonderful job with that. Not only great food, but great people as well.
Well, thank you so much. It's service is key. Quality of food is key. And if someone comes in and doesn't have a good experience, you know, we try to make it as good as possible and win their service and get them to come back. So It's very important to take care of our guests, you know, with quality food, quality service, nice atmosphere. It's key in this industry, and if you're not focused on that, then it can really hurt you. So we do whatever it takes to make your experience here a good one, and in hopes that you'll always come back and tell friends about it.
Hey, we will definitely come back. Yeah. We will definitely tell friends about it as well. Rodney, thanks for your time here, and also thanks for hosting us.
It was our pleasure. Thank you so much.
All righty, time for one last break here on Bullseye.